And it's also 9:30, making it time for me to welcome in from Dungis Family of Autos, the one and only Brad Dungis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. It's a beautiful day, isn't
it's Mr. Rogers would say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Make us think it's springtime in Oklahoma.
Well, it'll tease us for a day or two anyway.
Yeah, it'll be over soon.
Yeah, let you get all the winter dust and grime cleaned off of all those cars just in time for another return engagement sometime.
Yeah, well, we already had a busy lot this morning. People are out today. It's busy, so take advantage of the good weather while you can. We've got our red tag sale still going on all our new cars, on all our brands, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln. We've got our big used car clearance that's going on as well. So it's a great time if you're interested in a car, or just come out and get your oil changed.
Yeah, there you go. $9.95 oil change and a low-price tire guarantee, low-price brake guarantee. And with the red tags going on, it makes the shopping process, I think, a little easier.
You know, we talk about that really the biggest thing about Dungis and anyway, just selling cars anymore. The price is the easy part. It's really the hardest thing is finding the right car. I mean, there's so many choices and different kinds of technologies and ways that people use their car. So, you know, it's the biggest job we have is helping make sure that you make the right decision. Right?
I saw something online.
You spend your money, right? You get great value for your money.
Yeah. There's
a lot of transparency on prices. Things are changing. We have real interesting. A lot of people don't know this because it's kind of behind the scenes in our industry, but Toyota has an advertising covenant.
Huh.
And so for years now, they've told us what we can do in our advertising, when we can say clearance, when we can, words we can use, how we say it, and all that. Until recently, they did not they gave us complete freedom on pricing. At this, several manufacturers, Lincoln, a lot of the luxury brands, Honda, have programs where they don't let dealers advertise under the invoice price, in order because they believe that kind of distressed advertising diminishes the value of the product overall, and it leads to confusion in the market for the consumer, because you see some guy offering a new car for $10,000 off, and another guy says, "Oh, I can only sell it for $6,000 off." And what's the difference? Well, you know, sometimes there's just games being played in advertising, to be honest. People will advertise a unit at $3,000 loser and in order to get traffic and people into their lot and sell cars. But anyway, Toyota has now put an end to that. Toyota won't let you advertise a car under cost anymore, so it should kind of equalize the playing field in advertising anyway.
Well, it kind of takes us back to things that used to happen, that the sticker price was the official price. Yeah.
Well, and before the internet, you know, how did you know what something was worth, even as a dealer? I mean, we had books that we got in the mail every week that told us what a used car was worth, and you know, that obviously was pretty variable, because between Bartlesville versus some place in Maine, a car is going to be worth completely different things to the individual there purchasing it. So anyway, it is interesting. Lots of change in our business, but the price is just, you know, kind of like a commodity now. It's something that, you know, everybody pays about the same thing on cars, and our job is really to make sure you make the best decision.
So stop by, take a look at the red tag specials, or
easy on you, take away all the hassle. Anything you need from us transportation-wise, we're there to take care of you.
Well, I know that you are so involved in so many things in the community, and I know you brought a couple of friends.
Yeah,
along.
I did bring some.
I know they're friends
people I know well in the core community, and you all have heard them too from their different things they do. We've got Morris McCorvey mostly from the Westside Community Center, but also a local actor and poet and author and everything. So
yep,
welcome, Morris, and also we've got Mark Haskell, who's here with Westside Community Center, but also wears lots of different hats in the community, everything from OK Mozart to the downtown Bartlesville Main Street program, which is, I know you were at my Rotary Club on Monday talking about that. So we'll put on our Westside Community Center hat and remind everybody that coming up next month.
Can we start with just Monday night first?
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know you got something coming up
Monday night. Yeah, we're going to be hosting the Martin Luther King Day celebration. Mm-hmm. Come Be the Dream. You know, that's one of the unique services that we provide to the community. It's kind of expected of us, given our legacy and the arc of our development in the community. So we're pleased to invite the community out to hear Reverend Victor Paul, speak about the dream and to fellowship and talk about how each and every one of us can be the realization of that dream, because now more than ever, we're being charged with standing up and living and walking the walk and saying what we believe in. So now's the time. So January 18th, 6 to 8 p.m., good music, good refreshments, good fellowship, and a keynote speech by Reverend Paul.
And I believe the price is right. It's called free.
Yes,
free.
Gratis. My dad's
and where's
favorite
that? At the center?
At the Westside Community Center.
All right, mm-hmm. Great.
Yep.
Wonderful. So Monday night, celebrate Martin Luther King Day. That's wonderful.
Yeah, an opportunity for everybody to come out and talk about, you know, what it means to be an American today and how we can advance that and make history rather than just celebrating it all the time.
Well, it's an apropos time to think about that with all the election going on and everything. Everybody's thinking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. All the trash talking going on.
it's an interesting political season. We don't need to go there.
Yeah, and once again, you know, it's interesting because that's one of the...
But trash talking is certainly not new to American politics.
No, that's for sure.
Exactly, you know, but I mentioned that's kind of what's expected of Westside Community Center. Because, you know, we get folks from all different walks of life at the Westside Community Center who don't talk that trash out there.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a place where historically we have agreed as a community, you know, to lay down those things and come together and fellowship and talk things out in a way. As a matter of fact, we can have the League of Women Voters out there registering voters, you know. And I'm proud of that because I think that's the unique position that the Westside Community Center serves. And you can see that in the faces of the folks who come out to dance and party with us in behalf of youth programs that are all that jazz.
Yeah. I just happened to have recently reread a book on Lincoln and all the bad press and bad political cartoons and everything else that he suffered through. So we are certainly not new.
Right.
No.
Yeah, but Lincoln didn't have a Westside Community Center, right?
That's right. Or all that jazz.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's where I was leading to and what I started with. But to remind everybody, the 14th annual All That Jazz is coming up right around the corner here, Saturday, February 6th. And it's a great evening, a lot of fun and a chance to celebrate and like you said, bring the community together.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great entertainment this year. Tell Eldridge us a little Jackson. About what's going on.
Right, we got jazz with a New Orleans boy, Eldridge Jackson, back by popular demand for I think the third time in our 14 years, you know. And we're very pleased to provide him. He does everything from praise music to dance music, and we'll be praising, dancing, and good cuisine all evening long. So we're pleased to have him back.
Let's say the Voltaire Roulette.
Exactly.
All right, and also that night, Mark, we're going to honor some people I know that are involved in the Westside Community Center. Tell us who we're honoring this time. I know there's always some special people we want to mention.
Well, this year we always have two couples as honorary co-chairs. This year we have Roger and Angela Box that have a long history of support and involvement with the Westside Community Center and with Morris. And so they've been regular attendees of the event, but also just actively involved in, you know, in helping promote the values of the community center.
Sure.
We also have Leonel Hill and Josh Thompson. Leonel works at ConocoPhillips. She's on the board of Westside Community Center. She's actively involved in the United Way and a number of other agencies around town. And she's joined our planning committee. And we're delighted to have all four of them. I think Thad said last year, when you look at the two couples, he knew which generation he was representing and which one.
Right.
And so
it's important because these are people who do take a lot of, you know, time out of their lives and volunteer and help with the cause and mm-hmm. or financially support it, and it is important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Leonel's one of those folks who, like Mark, much like Mark, is all over the place, moving and shaking, making things happen with the young folks in Bartlesville. And Angela Box has been one of the folks that I've enjoyed debating and working with about education over the years with her gracious husband Roger as a supporter and occasional referee. You know, we're all pulling in the same direction as far as education for our kids are concerned, and Angela has been a perennial supporter and gadfly and provocateur in behalf of education for our kids. So we're pleased to have those folks.
We may vary on the route, but the goal is the same.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And every now and then we coincide, we find ourselves in lockstep in the same direction. That's one of the benefits of being in a town, you know, of the size that we have, because our priorities oft times are different from the great wide world, and we find it easier to agree upon those than a lot of other places.
You know, a couple of things about All That Jazz that are different from many fundraisers. or fundraising events. First is, instead of doing a live auction and a silent auction, we actually have a raffle drawing. So we have some cool prizes this year.
They're always great prizes.
Yeah. So we have this year, instead of buying like an iPad or something, we actually have a $500 gift card. It's good for the Apple Store, so people can take that and buy something or add to it.
Maybe they already have something and they need something to go with it.
Or maybe what they'd like to buy is not the configuration that maybe I would pick out.
Right.
And so we've got a GoPro 4 camera this year. We've got some the jewelry from Kendra Scott. We've got a Silver Citizens Echo Watch. We have our, of course, the 4 tickets to the Big 12 baseball tournament.
And so you just buy tickets then, and you go around and you can put your ticket in for the drawing on each of
that's
the
right.
prizes.
That's right. So then when it's time to give away the prizes, we have a drawing. We let our honorary co-chairs draw the winning ticket out and give them away that way, so people have a chance then to participate if they want to, and if not, they don't. And
so if you want to be generous, you can make a large donation and increase your odds.
Absolutely.
But you have a chance to win just with the one investment.
Right. But the amount of time we actually spend on the drawing is about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we hit the dance floor about 8:15 and go for about 3 hours. And so it is an event where the focus is on music and dancing, and people come
and
I get up there and embarrass myself for most of the evening.
Yeah, the focus is on the fun,
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what's unique about it. That and the folks who manage to get together and have fun, no matter what their political persuasion or whatever. And once again, that's one of the things that delights us, and I think represents, speaks to what we represent in the community. A source of unity, a hub of information and goodwill, education. And it just delights me, to see the diversity of support and love and genuine appreciation over the years. Families represented, generations who supported the Westside Community Center over the years. You look out and see that, and once again, it attests to, the uniqueness of this community and why it's become my home, for sure.
Yep. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about Westside Community Center and what goes on day to day out there. Just for people, because some people, we've talked a lot about the events, they may not know really what you do every day.
Yeah, I appreciate it, because over the years we've evolved from being a primarily source of social activity and gathering for folks primarily from the West Side to being a source of education, opportunity, and information for the community at large.
Right.
And during my tenure since 2004, with the guidance and help of the United Way's assistance, pivoted in the direction of primarily education. Nurturing children and youth is the mission. We put kids to work, about 20 to 25 kids to work on our work ethics program over the past several years, and put more than 150 kids to work and paid out over $100,000 to them. Right, kids who've been trained by local professionals and retired professionals from Truity Credit Union, RBS Bank, Bartlesville Public Schools, in the roots and fundamentals of prosperity. That's our We Prosper program. And the Peaceful Warriors program, which was initiated as an anti-bullying program, but has enabled us to discover over the past several years that really what's going on with our kids as far as problems in schools is concerned is stress. So we've been teaching stress reduction, self-control, and once again, by default, the bullying has pretty much taken care of itself. We're blessed not to have a, quote, bullying problem, but we've been able to kind of nip that in the bud at the root by enabling kids to get control of themselves, to get control of their emotions, and developing a fraternity of guys that number probably near 1,000 now, who've all been through fifth grade. We have Peaceful Warriors on the Bruins teams now, and to be able to tell a fifth grade boy that, and let them know that you're going to outnumber whatever bullies you might have in any given school and in life, if you just come together and represent, is a great privilege, So we get to go to fifth grade every week, and that's a boon for me. And we have a study hall that was endowed by the Schmoke family this community advanced study hall. And what's advanced about it is the hardware, the computerware that's there. We're trying to put kids in college and nurture that historically neglected sector of our city that could provide reinforcements for the middle class and volunteers and donors for the United Way and so forth. So we got kids coming out. We're putting them in touch with how to get into college, teaching them how to write essays with the help of folks like Dr. Jim Taylor, helping them with their reading. turning them on to opportunities like the Khan Academy tutoring program. We don't have a lot of volunteers, but we take advantage of all the opportunities we have to access help like Khan Academy. We had 7 kids last month to finish the Hour of Code, a nationwide education in coding sponsored by Khan Academy. And I think I was telling them at that time they were doing that, probably most kids from Jane Phillips School were not learning to code that particular week in December. We turned a lot of kids on to Raise.me last month in November. We Prosper Kids. So we have 25 kids who have established their own crowdsourcing sites for education, which is what Raise.me is about. From 9th grade to 12th grade, you can have folks.
Those are for their own education, they raise money?
Yeah. Some of them have already raised hundreds and a couple of $1,000s just by putting their resume and their profile out there. And now they just have to live up to those hopes and dreams. And that's the kind of incentive that can keep kids engaged, K through 12 and on into higher education. So you can probably tell I'm really excited about what we're doing with the kids that we're doing it with. Our numbers are modest, but you know, during my tenure, every year we have graduated 100% of the kids who are eligible to graduate and attend our after-school program, drug-free, felony-free, child-free, right through high school, and they've gone on to higher education and training.
Well, it sounds like a very impactful program.
So, thanks to you guys. Thanks to the support of you guys, Mark, and you, Brad, and Charlie, and this marvelous community in which we live.
Well, good job. Wonderful. And, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things we often don't hear about, you know, some of that stuff going on unless we ask. So it's great to get you.
I used to think it was bragging. I've been convinced recently that I got to get people informed.
We need to tell the story because it's one of those things that, you know, like you mentioned, it's unique. Bartlesville is such a special place.
And, it is.
You know, we laughed a little bit about Mark and all the hats he wears, and Charlie always makes fun of me for sponsoring everything. But not seriously, right. No. Because we do all, come across each other again and again in these things in this community.
You can prove it. I think it was Casey Stengel, but whoever it was a baseball great that said.
One thing that I think is so important is that each of these, you know, these great organizations, that you guys have really worked to specialize and find your niche, and not overlap, and I think that's critical that the community understand that and hear what you do, so they don't get confused and just out of ignorance not understand what the value and the community you're serving and how that works.
Yeah, it's really great that we're not competitors, the United Way agencies. We are really partners, and a great deal of that, Brad, finding our particular niche and get doing what we do best comes from the refinements and disciplines of being a part of United Way. Because it's not always peaches and cream. Sometimes you get an A from...
Let's give a holler out to the United Way for reaching their goal this year. I think that's been announced publicly.
That's right.
Was it tonight?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, he said it at the Rotary, so he told some people.
I don't think it's really news. I think most of us know this is a celebration.
Right. It is, But that's great news. The generosity of Bartlesville continues. And again, I invite everybody out to all that jazz on February 6th.
Great, absolutely.
And support all those great things going
Come
on.
Come out and get to see you dance.
Yeah.
You and Mark.
Kim will always get me out there for a few.
And Vivian will do the same.
Well, and since we are here with you today, Brad, we do appreciate you consistently being a sponsor. I won't give you a hard time for that. I'll thank you for being a sponsor for all that.
Thank you. Well, thank you too, Mark, because you seem to be on the same list. That's great. Anyway, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the community. I'll remind everybody too, the weekend before this, we've the Price Tower Gala is coming up. We've got the OK Mozart launch party around the corner.
28th. The 28th. Tickets available, $15 each.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's probably a dozen others I'm forgetting, but it's that time of year. We're getting ramped up again, and great events.
We're having dinner on the 6th. I know the Samaritan Counseling is having their annual breakfast on the on the 6th.
That's right.
Daughters of Lot breakfast, get your meals covered on that day, and your charitable giving and updates for sure.
Yeah, and I think the Polar Plunge is on February 6th.
That's right.
Hilton Garden Inn this year.
It's going to be an invigorating day.
Yeah.
And then, Mark, I know you host a lot of events. I sure don't know them all. I know the Ollie publicity coming up on a Sunday afternoon later on in February. The date escapes me right now, but it's coming up.
That's correct.
And they just gave
me all. Yeah.
Valentine's Day, a taste of chocolate.
There you go.
Club.
The actually the Ollie program is growing in awareness and popularity, and that is for those that aren't aware of it. It's
what is it? Tell me, because I don't know what you're doing.
Teacher. I was, yes. As was Charlie. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, sponsored by Oklahoma State University and held at various venues around here. We've had the privilege of hosting some of the classes at the Westside Community Center, and I got the opportunity to teach jazz and poetry. So great opportunity for extended education, continued education.
Which ones are being taught at Westside Community Center? I'm going to grab the book. I don't know for sure.
I don't think we're having one this semester, Charlie.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. You know, they try to give everybody the opportunity to be a host, as an opportunity to show off what you have. I do know that they'll be back. You'll be back with us next year.
All right.
Because I've committed to teaching a class on Harper Lee's new books.
Oh, great.
A comparison
cool.
and contrast of the books, Gold, Set of Watchmen, and To Kill a Mockingbird. So we're looking forward to that. That OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is, like I said, in keeping with our mission to empower people with education. It's a delight to have all the folks out at the center studying and advancing their education, some of whom have had careers and retired.
Uh-huh.
You know, one way to keep yourself young is to keep yourself learning. That's what the center has come to be about for sure.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. We appreciate
thank
your
you.
Time.
Thank
yeah.
you. It's always good to see you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So, Charlie.
Yes.
Back to
the business, as in
the business
the
at
Kermit.
Hand.
Yeah.
So, red tag sale.
Yes.
Giant used car clearance. You know, there's example. I brought some examples of that. I always, tell people and like to brag about our great pricing, but we really do try to price them on the market, give you the best value on new and used vehicles. And on used, we often price them thousands below retail. And just some examples of that. We've got a 2010 Acura MDX. It retails for $21,225. We've got it at $19,000, over $2,000. An 03 BMW X5. Lists for $76,25. We've got it $2,000 less for $54,95. And those are other examples of things you might not even expect to be on an Acura and a BMW.
Well, you two take nearly anything somebody has for trade, assuming it's a good trade, you'll take it, right?
So rather than go through the whole list, uh-huh. if you're looking for a car like that, whether it's a really late model, low mileage, like new vehicle that you just want to save a little bit of money on, or an older vehicle. Maybe you have somebody turning 16 in your family, you need something safe and reliable. We've got those too, but you can find them all on our website at dungeonschoice.com with a full description of the vehicles. We're going to give you as many pictures as we can take of it, essentially, of 30 or 40 pictures of the vehicle. I'll give you full description, all the information we have on it, whether we've serviced it or if we sold it there originally. We're going to, if there's even blemishes on the vehicle, we'll try to take pictures of those and try to show you those.
Full disclosure.
Put the book values there for you to look at, and so you can do almost the entire shopping thing without sitting in the front seat there from your... from your desk.
Well, Mark's got one of your Priuses, doesn't he?
That's right. Mark has a Prius.
In fact, we've had a Prius C now for about coming up on 4 years, and as we have used it more and more and like it more and more, we're going to be moving up to a larger Prius.
Well, we have the brand new Prius coming
so
out. We talked a little bit about that earlier.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I asked before I left, and probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, so we kind of thought it'd be here by now, really. But I know it's been allocated, and we've got one coming, but within 3 or 4 months, we should have a good selection of them. But the Prius, people know it. It's the iconic hybrid vehicle, right?
Yeah.
But this one is going to be different, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show, but it's really going to be a mainstream vehicle, I think, but still get over 50 miles to the gallon and be a...
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great technology.
Well,
All the safety stuff you can expect on any Toyota, of the best of Toyotas, and all the technology.
And reliability. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, appreciate
and
that.
And 2 years of Toyota care in the process.
That's right. Toyotas, you get the maintenance that comes for two years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. And after that, it's only $9.95 for your oil change. So.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the options that that you offer a new car buyer is a maintenance contract. But as I sit back and kind of scratch my head on that, I say, you know, in a lot of places, I think that would be a great buy with a 995 oil change. It's an option.
You know, the one we sell does come with lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
It comes with actually discount on the next car. It comes with windshield wiper, free windshield wiper inserts, all kinds of discounts and other things you'll need if you maintain and keep your vehicle over time. And because of our great value on the oil change, we price it aggressively anyway. It's built around the 995 oil change, so it's, you know, we try to keep everything at the value and you know, give you the best value. And you know, those kind of things are important to people, because some people, you know, want to be able to pay for it all in the car and once, or they're writing a payment every month and you can put your maintenance and not have mm-hmm. surprise expenses come up. For other people, that's not how they want to make their purchase.
But it's nice that you're offering the choice any
right.
way you want to do it.
Right. We do have a lot of people that make that decision. Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for the buyer, and you offer options such as tires for life, the maintenance agreement, a lot of other things, extended warranties that make owning the car enjoyable for people.
Well, and just worry-free. I mean, we talk a lot about the, you know, the price issue, that it's easy, that's part of it, but so you got to find the right vehicle, then you're going to be keeping that vehicle for a long time. Most people don't trade their cars all that often. We see our average vehicle that we change oil on is going to have probably 130,000 miles on it. So they're 8 to 12 years old. Most people keep their cars that long. And the truth is, you know, you're going to have things break on a car that you drive that long. That's reality. Anybody who's kept a car that long knows that. So you want to maintain them right, and you have value in that. So that's what we're after there.
Yeah, people, the staff of your dealership add value, whether it's the professionally trained maintenance staff, the body shop, the sales consultants. Everybody out there is customer focused.
Well, you know, that's really true. When we talked about this age we're in, where the price is the easy part and finding the right vehicle for you is hard, it's the same thing in service. The 995, we made the price easy. It's fixing your car right, making sure we do it with the best service that we can, and we focus on that every day. It's really about our team and what they do with our customers every day.
You rolled out the We Will Buy Your Car program several years ago now. Yeah. Is the majority of your used car fleet that you have for sale there through the We Will Buy Your
Well,
Car?
Well, either through purchases from the public or trade-ins. Mm-hmm. We have virtually no auction vehicles anymore. We do occasionally we'll buy one, you know, maybe for a certified program for Lincoln or something, an off-lease vehicle that we like from somewhere else. But the truth is, most of the vehicles are stuff that we sell and service, and or the people come in and change their oil here. So it's stuff that we've maintained and know very well. They're vehicles we'll stand behind.
Yeah. Maintenance drive, how late are you open tonight?
We'll be open until 6 o'clock tonight on both lanes. Don't forget, you can get the 995 oil change at Ford or to Toyota service drive. If you're interested in an appointment, give us a call and they'll set you up.
Okay, 918-333-0900.
That's right, Charlie.
Okay, and of course the sales force, they are on hand, you know, till about, I don't know, 7, 8, depending on when the last customer walks out the door.
That's right.
And yep. Mark looked it up. It is January 31st at the Haskell Event Center for the OLLI program. If you'd like to find out more about that, each of the instructors for the programs will make a short 2 to 5 minute presentation on their program, and you can meet the people and talk out more about that. Thank you, Mark, for looking that up.
Thank you very much, Mark and Morris, for coming in. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
Charles. Have a great All That Jazz.
Not feeling well? Visit Bartlesville Urgent Care next to Aspen Dental. This is AM 1400, KWON Bartlesville, and K.